Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
It turned out to be a hell of a book title. That was Tom Brokaw, the former NBC News anchor and great author, talking with his usual modesty about The Greatest Generation. And of course, that's the title of his 1998 best-selling book. But it's also the identification of Americans who, after serving in World War II, came home to lead our country through an era of progress and prosperity. Last week, and it was 16 years after the book's publication, Brokaw talked about it with the author Roger Rosenblatt at Chautauqua Institution in New York State, where I was on vacation. In his book, Brokaw explained how his passion for this generation developed, beginning with a visit to Normandy with a group of veterans in 1984, and leading to his conclusion that this generation is the greatest generation any society has ever produced. So with the 70th anniversary of D-Day just passed, there are few survivors of the greatest generation left with us, and those who are pushing into their 90s. Brokaw himself is fighting a life-threatening illness, and at 74, he is older than most of the veterans he met on the Normandy beaches back in 1984, and whom he characterized as then reaching the twilight of their years. So as this greatest generation passes on, and Brokaw reaching now his own twilight time of life, his reflections take on a somber poignancy, as when he talks about his father, who, like other members of the greatest generation, had also fought poverty and the challenges of the Great Depression. His father grew up in hardscrabble circumstances in the Dakotas. Essentially, he was turned out when he was 10 years old, and although he had a learning disability, he could fix engines and he worked hard. Brokaw used a story about the legendary radio broadcaster Paul Harvey to describe his father's place in the greatest generation and in Brokaw's heart. His father had been a Paul Harvey fan, and he would sometimes send Brokaw into a rage by suggesting that Harvey would be a good role model for Brokaw. At his father's funeral, when friends were telling him about how he had fixed, that is, his father had fixed their cars and had been such a presence in their lives, one of them said he had been listening to Paul Harvey, and at that point, Brokaw was dismissive until he heard what Harvey had said, and he said this: "Take a moment and remember Anthony Red Brokaw being buried today in South Dakota, a longtime construction worker and master of heavy machinery, and his son Tom will begin nightly news next week. But how proud his dad must have been that his working class life would produce someone like Tom Brokaw." Well, Brokaw did not know Paul Harvey, but he called to ask, "What motivated you?" And Harvey replied, "I saw it on the broadcast wire, and I just thought about his life growing up in the Depression, during the war, a construction worker, and then you have the success that you had, and you know that this is the American dream, and your dad deserved a lot of the credit." Brokaw then told Harvey, "If you ever need anything in life, Mr. Harvey, you call me." This is D.G. Martin.